This is the music of a young violinist, Yevgeny Kutik. It's from his new CD. This track from Kutik's CD is by composer Andrei Eshpai. It's called Hungarian Tunes. The album is called Music from the Suitcase, and the suitcase the title refers to is an actual piece of luggage. Kutik was born in 1985 in the city of Minsk in what is now Belarus, then Soviet Belarusia, and when he was 4 years old, his parents decided it was time to leave the country and come to America.
We were a Jewish family, and they were feeling pressure constantly for the fact that they were Jewish, and my mom got fired from her position as a violin professor because they had exceeded the quota for the number of Jews that could be working there. You know, I was made fun of going to preschool because I was Jewish. And so they abandoned Minsk, Belarus. And, you know, the condition was you get stripped of citizenship. You sell your belongings, you get rid of everything, but you can't really take anything. I think you can only take about $90 per person. And two giant suitcases. My mom insisted on putting in these old scores, the collections that she had used playing-wise in her teaching. And she put these, stuffed these into one of the suitcases, even though my grandmother and my family, they were all like, why are you wasting this precious space with these scores?
So you've made an album, a CD, of nearly all music from the suitcase. And one piece that you found the sheet music for in there was Sergei Prokofiev's waltz from Cinderella. This is arranged for piano and violin.
It's so elegant and magical. It's a stunningly beautiful piece that when I played it, I just knew that we had to record it.
Your mother was, I guess, your first teacher of violin, is that right?
That's right. We started as soon as I moved to the country, and she taught me until I was about 10 years old. And at that point, I was acting out so much during lessons that she decided to, quote-unquote, hand me off to someone else.
You were too much trouble for her at that point?
I mean, I think it was a constant battle between the two of us at that point. A lesson is such a interesting atmosphere because for an hour you're standing there and this person, this adult person, is telling you every minute everything that's wrong with you. And I don't think I wanted to hear that from my mom at the age of 10. I already thought I knew everything there was to know about the violin, so I just kind of dismissed her and said, well, you're wrong, I'm right.
What do you know?
Yeah, so she said, okay, I think we're done here. I think you're going on to a different teacher.
You know, the idea of the suitcase here is all about mobility and about leaving one place and moving to another and what you take with you. But I wonder if there isn't also a dimension of remaining connected to the old place, what it is we want to keep that's from Minsk and that's from the place that you came from. Does this legacy tie you to that place in some ways?
I think you're absolutely right. There is certainly a connection, and these physical scores, sure, they represent the journey to me, but they also remind me of, you know, my first home, my, you know, where I was born. And even though I don't really remember it, but these scores kind of embody that to me. There's a very interesting sort of connection that it always reminds me where I'm from.
Now, of the pieces that you recorded for music from The Suitcase, the last one is not a piece that made the journey over from Europe to America, but this is one that you brought back to Europe. Tell us about Eufen Pripacek.
Yeah, in 2012, I got invited by International March of the Living, an organization that brings thousands of Jewish young adults to Poland. And they invited me to play at the annual Holocaust Remembrance Ceremony at Auschwitz-Birkenau. I played there, and it was amazing. Several days before that event, I went to Warsaw and was touring the largest Jewish cemetery in Poland. And as I was walking by, I heard this Holocaust survivor, an old man, singing the Eufen Pripacek melody, which at the time I had no idea what this melody was. It was so beautiful, so simple, that I figured out what it was, and it turned out to be Eufen Pripacek, a Yiddish song that most people know. And I loved it so much that I said I have to put it on the recording. It's not just a traditional song. It was written by a Yiddish poet, writer, musician named M.M. Warshawski back in pre-Soviet Russia. So I thought it fit in quite perfectly with this album.
Yevgeny Kutik, thank you very much.
Thank you, Zosha.
We've been talking about Yevgeny Kutik's new album, Music from the Suitcase, a collection of Russian miniatures, sheet music that his mother literally brought over in the suitcase when the family moved from Minsk and Belarus to the United States.